Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and pleasure for me to be here today as my country, Slovakia, belongs to the active supporters of the International Criminal Court, and we participated at the review conference of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court in Uganda in 2010, where the Kampala amendments were adopted. I'd like to thank the Principality of Liechtenstein for this very important initiative, which demonstrates its continuous commitment to promote the amendment on the crime of aggression from the very beginning until its entry into force. The amendment on the crime of aggression created a new mechanism to enforce one of the most important rules of the international law, namely the prohibition of the illegal use of force under the United Nations Charter. The promotion of peace through criminal justice has gained new momentum thanks to an approved definition of the crime of aggression and conditions for the exercise of jurisdiction of the court. Our role now is to ensure that the amendments obtains 30 required ratifications and a further decision by the state parties in 2017 in order to activate the jurisdiction of the court in a timely manner. Besides our national efforts through the ratification and implementation of the crime at domestic level, we should provide the amendment with the necessary support at the international level as well. In this regard, today's meeting is an excellent opportunity to do so. Coming now to Slovakia, let me assure you that the ratification of Kampala amendments to the Rome Statute belongs to the priorities of my country. From our point of view, both amendments are of high importance and they should be ratified simultaneously. As regards the current state of play in my country, we are currently in a process of the national legislative procedure so that the ratification of both amendments will become reality in the near future. To be more precise, I expect that the amendments will be ratified by Slovakia in the first half of 2014. The entry into force of the amendment of the crime of aggression will signify the realization of the long-term desire to institutionalize the achievements of Nuremberg and Tokyo tribunals and have a permanent international judicial institution exercising jurisdiction over one of the most serious crimes of international concern. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Foreign Minister.